things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the streets. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
And we're back.
Laughing
at birds.
I don't know if I like that line, but there is a little truth to it.
I have not looked this up. I'm just listening to Joe Rogan podcast that he had Tulsi Gabbard on. Here's a concept. 15-minute cities. What does that mean? Apparently, according to the search they did on the show, means that everything would be within a walk or the distance of a bike ride. That medical care, school, food, the whole shit.
What are those 15-minute cities?
Yeah, I'm curious
about
that.
What are the plans for these fucking things?
So I've heard of it, but as I look it up, there's an article from Canada that says it's a little bit of a conspiracy theory.
Canada's a conspiracy theory. Canada's literally a functioning conspiracy theory.
It's just a concept to bring things to within 15 minutes.
Right, but isn't there something going on in a 15-minute city that they tried in the UK? Isn't there something along those lines? Just Google that. 15-minute city in UK.
What do you want me to
just
what
see what it...
For?
Just Google that. 15-minute city in UK.
15-minute city.
I know what's going to come up.
Electric city or something, right?
Well,
I mean, they've talked about walkable communities for a long time.
15-minute hysteria.
That's from March.
Rather benign urban planning concept. Yeah. English city of Oxford. Click that. Yeah. Okay. An academic behind the hit urban... The hit. It's a hit, guys. It's like fucking Saturday Night Fever. It's a hit. The hit urban planning concept slammed flat earthers, spreading fake news about livable cities. Oh yeah, you're a flat earther.
Blame the flat earthers.
If you don't want to be trapped in a 15-minute city.
Where's Kelly Slater when you need him?
So scroll down here. Is Kelly Slater a flat earther?
He jokes around. He just torches people all the time.
So a rather benign urban planning concept is shaking up the English city of Oxford, sending thousands of people into the streets to protest what they say is a dystopian plan to take away their personal freedoms and lock them into their neighborhoods. The concept of the 15-minute city, popularized by the Franco-Colombian academic Carlos Moreno, aims to make cities more livable by ensuring that all essential services, think schools, medical care, and shops, are within the distance of a short walk or bicycle ride. Broadly, the idea is to cut down on long commutes and car emissions and improve people's quality of life, ensuring they have access to quality services where they live. That's not the way it's being seen. In Oxford, news of the city council adopted a plan to embrace the 15-minute city model, prompted fierce backlash with local groups and public figures alleging that authorities plan to restrict residents to their immediate neighborhoods and strictly police their movements, which will happen eventually. The idea that that won't happen eventually, particularly like in the case of a pandemic or something where they can control people, that this is not a fucking conspiracy theory. The outrage has been fanned by popular right-wing media figures and politicians who seized on the issue as an outrageous example of government overreach. If they do limit people to those places, that is exactly what people are terrified of. If they embrace this concept and create this model, and then somehow or another mandate that you stay inside that.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrifying.
Which in the age of the COVID lockdowns is not out. There's no surprise that people are.
Right.
Well, you just by the guys calling the people that are talking about it flat earthers. Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah. But no, it's a spoiler alert.
Yeah.
The catch is, you can't leave.
What?
Yeah. We'll give you everything in one place, but now you can't leave.
I will never forget the look on their faces. All 8 of them. Their faces dropped.
You gotta stay in your neighborhood. You're not allowed to leave this neighborhood, but we'll give you medical care, food supply, you know, whatever.
If you are out there, if anyone is out there, I can provide food, I can provide shelter, I can provide security. If there's anybody out there, anybody, please.
Did the world end and nobody told me?
That's what the argument is against it. Is like, yo, you're trying to turn this into some fucking, like, post-apocalyptic nonsense, and your timing here with the COVID lockdowns, and now you're trying to say, we'll just build your neighborhood, but you can't leave it, and your reasoning behind this is because you want to limit the amount of travel that people have to do.
So, like, we couldn't go to the apartment?
No, we'd be stuck in, I guess, in this general city. Right? Like, yeah, we couldn't go to... I can't go pick up weed anymore. Because that's not in our district.
Fuck that!
Right?
Fuck you, asshole!
Fuck that.
You can't tell me where I can and cannot go.
Yeah. The whole point, like, I don't get to go that many places.
Are we in Russia, or...
Yeah, come on, bro. I'm not down.
Communism in it now?
I'm not down. Don't get me wrong. Walking distance for stores and medical attention would be great for me, but I need to leave the neighborhood, man. You see what happens when I don't leave the house? Nothing good comes of it. Nothing. I mean, sure, you get a 7-hour live stream, but anything that happens after the cameras get turned off isn't... It's not great. You gotta be able to get outside, go out places and see people, strangers that you don't know. That's the important part. I don't want to see my neighbors everywhere I go. Sometimes I want to leave the house.
Everybody's in your business.
Sometimes I want to leave the house in pajamas. I don't want to have to pull myself together before I walk out the door every time. Part of the joy of going food shopping at ungodly early hours that you're not gonna bump into the people that you fucking know. Right? Whatever it is. That's why I used to go at nighttime. Used to go at nighttime at like 3 a.m. Alright, let's go food shopping now. There's no way we're gonna bump into somebody that we know.
What do you see when you're in the dark and the demons come?
And if we do, they're up to no good. So, you know, who are they gonna tell? Nobody. Right? This is a bad... My phone just telling me now we're in a storm. No shit. You don't say. This movie is boring.
Severest thunderstorm warning until now. You told me, like, it was going to end 14 minutes ago. Now it's severe?
Yep. That's what it just said. Severe thunderstorm. Let's see. I guess I'm gonna be lighting this joint after all. Gotta make it. Damn, we're right in it. We're on the fucking border. Like it just decided to bless us. That's unfortunate.
This house.
Yeah. Expires in 39 minutes. And the power's already gone out once, so, you know. We'll see what's happening. I'm going to save the rest of that podcast for later so I don't drain my phone battery. I should plug that motherfucker in.
Plug it in, because that's what I just did. But I can't find my cue.
Oh, shit.
We know your time is valuable.
We're already tapping into reserves. This is no good.
Thank you for holding. Someone will be with you as soon as possible.
To light the joint or eat the... Oh, shit. That was close.
Jesus!
That one was close. You heard that shit. Yo, I felt that. Not cool, man. Ease up, buddy. I haven't done evil in a long time. Come on.
Somebody at the house has been smoking the devil's lettuce, okay?
And even the dog's like, what the fuck, bro? Thought we were good in here. Don't be itchy. You're making me nervous, though. All right, I got it. Everybody relax.
Laughing
at
birds.
Don't worry about it. Little turbulence, no big deal. Yo, this is exactly why I like my feet on the ground, motherfucker. Because if we gotta run, we can go. You ain't running very far in the top of a mountain, come on. You can just move kind of quickly and then break something. That's about it. I don't like to get cute, man. I like a lot of real estate. You understand? You ain't running very far in a boat. You're trapped. I don't like trapped. I like options. Fuck that shit, man.
We might just make it. Did that thought ever cross your brain? Well, regardless, I would rather take my chance out there on the ocean than to stay here and die on this shithole island, spending the rest of my life talking to a goddamn Bible!
Like, we're not gonna do too good. If this place goes down, where are we going? There's nowhere around here to fucking seek cover. Here, hit this joint, man. You'll be alright. Yeah, you're good. You're good, buddy. I really should be blasting you some indica. Calm you down. You know, we should probably give her some CBD just to chill her out so she doesn't have a fucking heart attack. Come on, buddy. Here, back it up.
Move, no.
Back up.
Go!
Come on.
Why? What's out there?
I have no idea, but it's a big fucking box that's sitting directly under the fucking gutter. Just getting poured on, man.
Oh, what?
I can't move it because my leg is fucked up. I literally can't do shit. I have to just stand here now while she goes and does that because I'll fucking die if I try to do anything. I'll probably never walk again. Here, back up. Back up. I have to dose you up, kid. Wait, this is the morning one, right? No, I want the nighttime one. What the hell was it?
The long box is fucking hella fucking...
Heavy, right?
Heavy.
Yeah,
it fucking cut my finger.
I'm sure that did not taste good, but you're gonna feel a whole lot better in a little while. Yeah. Because I'm a nice guy. Plus, that shit hardened up your shit. If the CBD bothers your stomach. I thought about all this already. I already got it covered.
I'm no meteorologist, but I'm pretty sure it's raining bitches.
Man, I really like this. Maui Wowie. But you never could be too short. This could have went either way. As far as the taste. Well, especially the effects of it. That's what's most important. But then again, I mean, if it tastes like shit, case in point, Northern Skunk. Doesn't matter how good the effects are, that shit, like, you can't walk around smelling like that, dude. You know what I mean? You don't want your weed bag to make you nauseous.
What did that lady say to you?
Yeah,
I hope you're not going for
a job. Yeah, right, some lady stopped me. Out in the wild. I hope you're not going to a job interview you're smelling like that. Well, no. No, I'm not. Because when you smoke this shit, you don't have a job. That's right. You're right, lady. And guess what? I'm homeless, too. How's that for a boot? Why don't you walk around on that thought for a little while? Huh? Fuck out of here. Get us the shit, bro. Oh, you know what I think is hilarious? It's okay. So what you're saying is, you'd rather me doped up on heroin. That's what you're telling me. Take those Percocet. Yeah, that's completely fine and acceptable. But don't go outside, you junkie fuck. You better, you know, stay inside scratching your fucking face. Don't be walking outside on that bullshit. You can't win. Yeah, seriously, though. Like, that's what I don't understand. You know, I don't like you on them pills. Well, you don't like the weed either, but you better fucking pick one, buddy, because, you know, it's happening. I don't get it, man. Like, be happy, dude. That's what it is. It could have been a lot worse than weed.
Google it.
Gotta be polytone, Johnny.
You think so?
It hates my success. Thinking about that birthday dinner. Who was there when I told the Ginny sack joke?
Ah, Paulie. I remember Albert saying he didn't get a gift.
It was little Paulie, the witless fucking nephew. He told Paulie, Paulie tells Johnny. Fucking telephone game like high school girls.
Wanna play phone games?
That party was the only time I ever mentioned Shamu's fat ass. Hello, Verona, Green Grove, retirement home, something. Just connect me.
The fuck you doing?
Yeah, hello? I'd like to talk to a Mrs. Galtieri. She's a resident there.
One moment, please.
Hello?
Mrs. Marianucci Galtieri?
Yes. Hi, this is Detective Mike Hunt, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania Police Department. You have a son, Peter Paul?
Oh my God, what happened?
He's all right, ma'am, but I'm afraid he's in a little trouble.
We found him in a public men's room in Lafayette Park.
I don't know how to put this delicately.
He was sucking a Cub Scout stick.
What? No, it's a mistake.
Ma'am, I wish that was all. But I'm afraid we had to have emergency surgery performed upon arrival at headquarters after discovery of a small rodent in the rectal passage.
Oh, my God.
A gerbil, ma'am. The county does not cover medical procedures deemed caused by criminal sexual activity. Section 4, paragraph 15. We'll need an insurance number.
Oh, my God. I have Blue Cross Blue Shield. Is that right?
Ma'am, could you hold on for 1 second? I have the hospital on the other line. Ha ha!